Welcome back to another episode of the Lou Tuda Show. We are going to talk about parenting today on this episode, and it's a topic that I hold dear to my heart. I'm a dad, and I'm all about extreme dadding. My son's 13 now, and he's way cooler than ever as far as how him and I can, you know, interact and relate. I mean, when he was little, it was kind of like Disneyland, you know. Every day was like I was in his world, and that went on forever since he was a baby till, I don't know, probably like the day that he got fucking threatened fucking to be killed at school. I mean, this is a weird fucking time we're in. I know I just switched gears like really fast there, but fuck these little psychos, man, with these school shootings and shit. Anyways, I want to get this back to a positive show. But for the record, you know what I'm saying? Fuck these little psychos shooting up schools and shit. Okay. Back to the genuine delight that is parenting. I mean, it's hard work, don't get me wrong, but I'm a single dad. Love my son, man, with all my heart. We spend tons of time together. We travel around. We're very involved in sports, and you know, he's a really an A student, and he's a fucking cool kid. Anyways, the episode continues in this direction. Now that my son is a teenager, I've noticed things fully switching gears, and that's to be expected. But the funniest thing that I think has happened that I can, you know, recognize like recently is, and this is probably within the last like year, is my son and I will be hanging out just in society, just, you know, whether it's mostly at like restaurants and shit. But we'll be eating food and, you know, you start noticing, like when your kids get older, you start noticing how stupid parents are with young kids. How they expect everyone else in the room to deal with their, like, stupidity. Like, how, you know, I mean, I get it. Like, when my son was young, I was in his world, and like I said, it was like Disneyland, and it was like, you know, goofy time, and, you know, run and make peekaboo noises and shit like this. I'm not sure, though, that I went as far as in public to push that on the people around me. I mean, maybe I did. If I did, I apologize right now. It's so, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. But it's like obnoxious, basically. These parents have their babies who are full fucking screamers or... I mean, I read a story the other day that, like... I mean, we live in such a fucking pathetic society. I read a story the other day that, like, a fucking kid, a baby, was screaming on a plane for, like, 8 hours straight. And the fucking... the whatever you call them, stewardess, I don't even know if that's legal to call someone anymore, but the flight attendants or whatever couldn't say shit, I guess, to the mom, who wouldn't do anything about shutting her baby up because I think they were afraid of getting sued. Same reason why you don't bitch slap these kids at school who make death threats and shit, because they're afraid of the little fuckers' rights and shit. Again, I'm getting off topic, but the point is these people, they're in their little kid's world, which I can appreciate, you know, and let them enjoy it. But my son and I are, it's kind of a weird dynamic, because now that he's at the age he is, we're showing up at places. We always have to deal with these people and their kids and how obnoxious they are. Actually,